Hi, welcome to I Heart Film and TV. I'm your host, Misha, and I'm going to chat about Lisa Frankenstein. I did buy it recently off of Apple TV. Watched it a couple times. I watched it over the weekend, and then I watched it again this morning, just, you know, to have it fresh in my mind. Definitely, I recommend it. I would say if you liked Totally Killer, which was like an Amazon Prime movie, if you vibed with that one, I think you would also like Lisa Frankenstein. If you're a fan of Diablo Cody, who did Juno, Jennifer's Body, United States of Terra, Young Adult, I'm trying to think what else I've seen from her, because she's got some stuff I haven't seen. Ricky and the Flash and Tully. Or all the things I've seen, and I've liked all of those. Jennifer's Body took me a little, probably the longest to warm up to and appreciate, but I do like it now. And I would say, if you liked Jennifer's Body, I would have a feeling you'd probably like Lisa Frankenstein. But even if you like her other stuff, like, I definitely recommend. I liked Juno a lot. United States of Terror was definitely a big favorite of mine. I really, really liked that show that only got to have like a few seasons. I also really enjoyed Young Adult. I like that one a lot. And then Ricky and the Flash, I actually didn't know until looking on IMDb. I didn't know she had wrote that. I liked that movie as well. And I really liked Tully. I'm trying to see here. She doesn't get, like, the greatest ratings. It looks like Juno is maybe, like, one of her higher ones for, like, you know, something that's like a movie or a TV show. Oh, no, U.S. of Terra. Okay, United States of Terra had 8 rating on IMDb. So that might be the highest, because I don't know if you can watch. It looks like she's got a short that has an 8.8, but I don't really know how you watch those. And I've never heard of Red Band Trailer, that I guess was hosted by her in 2011 TV series. I don't have any clue what that is. Okay, and then I don't really know what it means when it just says video. But yeah. And Lisa Frankenstein only has like a 6.2, so I don't know. I know it just came out Valentine's Day, so sheesh, not very long. Like a few weeks ago is probably all that is. It came out Valentine's Day at the theaters, and then yeah, over this weekend I was already able to, I think, rent it for $20 or buy it for $30, and I think I just decided to buy it since I like all of her other stuff that I've seen, and I had a good feeling about it. It takes place in 1989, I think, for Lisa Frankenstein. The main character's mother was, like, killed, so it gave me a little bit of that Totally Killer vibe, which had more of a Back to the Future and Scream kind of 80s vibe to it, because, like, her mom gets murdered, but then her friend makes a time machine and she's able to travel back to stop her mom from being killed. But this one, you know, her mom is killed, but I don't know, it gave me like a similar, you know, slasher, because they didn't really say whether the guy was, you know, who killed her mom was ever caught or anything. But yeah, so, like, I think that happened maybe a few years ago, before the timeline we're in the movie. So she's, her dad has remarried, and she has a stepmom who's not very, like, nice to her, and wants to put her, like, you know, kind of in probably, like, a mental institution, it kind of sounded like. But as her luck would have it, she's been hanging out at the cemetery. She likes this one particular guy's grave, who I think is from like the 1800s, I want to say, because I thought he died like 1837, if I remember correctly. But yeah, she goes to a party with her stepsister. and gets drugged. This guy tries to, like, date rape her, but she gets away. But yeah, this freak, like, lightning thing happens. Oh, and she'd give her the grave she gave, like, her mother's rosary to. So yeah, some, you know, freaky stuff happens. All of a sudden, the dead guy is able to be alive, hence why it's called, you know, Lisa Frankenstein. And then I think they had her hair be the way it is to kind of give her a Bride of Frankenstein vibe. And, like, he thinks that, like, she wants to, like, be together with him. He didn't understand that she was just, you know, a depressed, angst teenager, you know, with goth vibes hanging out in the cemetery. And she just, like, actually meant, you know, that she's probably still sad about her mom, especially since, like, you know, it doesn't seem like her dad or stepmom are, like, that great of parents to her. Her stepsister, I would say, you know, is trying to, like, include her and be nice and, like, isn't, like, a bad person, which is why I think she doesn't get killed. But I think it's funny in this movie, like, they kill three people and all of them are killed. Like, he kind of, I think, decides to kill the stepmom, like, and it's just kind of more convenient for the main character because it's like she doesn't want to get sent away to, like, a mental institution type of school or whatever her stepmom was gonna do. But he wants her ear because, like, he's, I guess, missing one of his ears. And then Lisa decides, since he needs a hand, he's missing one of his hands and he likes to play the piano. So she decides the guy who was, like, tried to date rape her. I think he touched her boob and then put her hand, like, on the outside of his pants, where his private part is, or something creepy and gross. So, like, she, like, lures him to that, I think, cemetery, and they cut off the hand that the guy needs. Oh, and I get a kick out of that, like, he seems to know that they need electricity, you know, to make, I think, the ear work, and then to make, like, the hand work. And he's, like, slowly becoming, looking more and more human as the film goes on, and then he looks totally human by the end. He's even got, like, a nice tan, which is pretty funny. But they use, like, a tanning bed, which I didn't even know that those would have been around in, like, 89. I didn't look up, like, you know, is that just something they did in the movie, or would that have actually existed yet? Because I don't remember. I don't know. I don't remember those that early on, but I could be wrong. Maybe they started that early. Because I remember, like, water beds, because I had a water bed. But I don't. And I remember, like, tanning beds and when that became, like, a big thing. But I always thought, I don't know, I would have guessed that to have been more in the 90s than 89. But anyway. But yeah, and then I was going to say her hair is the way it is, I think, you know, to give a Bride of Frankenstein vibe. And also, when he first shows up, she's kind of like, oh, well, like, I didn't mean that I wanted to be with you. And then he's kind of sad. I also think it's funny that his tears, like, smell really bad. He cries, like, a couple of times throughout the movie. But yeah, I thought it was really well acted by both of the, like, main characters. Even the stepsister, I thought, did a really good job. The dad, I would say, not so much. Like, I almost feel like the director say, like, oh, just act like you do already as the dad in Stranger Things. Because it was the same actor. And I felt like he played the part exactly the same. You know, he's kind of this, I want to say, like, aloof, not in touch, doesn't listen well, I think, to what people, you know, are saying, or just, I don't know, doesn't show a lot of feeling. It's interesting, because I think I've only seen him play, like, in Stranger Things and then this, and I'm like, is he just, like, a what do they call it, like personality actor, not a character actor. Like that's all he can really do. So when they need that to fill that spot, they just call him. I don't know. But anyway, I was trying to think what else. And then I know it's directed by Zelda Williams, Robin Williams' daughter. I wonder if she... I don't really know if I've ever, like... Okay, so she does some acting, but I'm trying to see if I've ever seen her in anything. I don't recognize any of her actresses. Okay, she's definitely directed, though, more than... once. Let's see here. Okay. I guess some music videos, though. Okay, in a TV movie, in an episode of a TV series. Something called Kappa Kappa Die from 2023. I haven't seen that or even heard of it, so let me look real quick. Oh, it's only 45 minutes, so that might be considered... That's probably not considered like a movie. That might... It's like a little longer than a short. Okay, so that's why I haven't seen that. So this is kind of her breakout, I would say, probably for Zelda Williams with Elisa Frankenstein. Hopefully she'll get to do more stuff. I would hope, because I thought she did a good job. It was interesting. I liked the way it was edited and filmed. I thought she definitely did a good job directing it. I'm trying to go back on IMDb. Okay. So yeah, I was trying to think what else I would say about it. Oh, and then even at the end, she decides pretty much to have him help her kill herself in the tanning bed. And that's the thing about the tanning bed, is it kind of has like this weird malfunction, so that like it works in his favor of like this like electricity he needs to make the ear work, to make his hand work. Oh, and then the last I forgot to say, the last person they kill is the boy like she has a crush on that her stepsister is sleeping with, that she, I don't know, I think she saw like she liked him before he even talked to her at the party that she goes to that she gets drugged at. And he seems to hang around with, like, a chubby goth girl. So, I mean, I think she, you know, kind of feels like she might have a shot or might be his type. But he, like, knows her name and stuff at the party and seems to... He's, I guess, in charge of, like, what gets published in the school newspaper and publishes her poems. And so, I mean, I can see where, like, you know, she probably was hoping to be with him. But, yeah, the last part that the Frankenstein needs is he doesn't have a penis anymore. So he ends up cutting off the penis on the guy that she likes, which I found, like, really funny. But yeah, so she, the tanning bed, she has it like kind of set her on fire to kill her off. But she's still able to be alive with him in the end. She's kind of healing. I would assume the tanning bed is like, you know, slowly going to help her heal, because she's in all these wraps, and it's very similar to like how Bride of Frankenstein was dressed. They even show like a similar thing that looks like Bride of Frankenstein. Because there's some black and white moments. It's kind of giving an old movie vibe. I can't remember what it is exactly, because they show this moon that kind of has like something crash into it. I feel like I saw it like years ago, that it's like a short, it's an old short film that I feel like I saw in like one of my film classes. But I mean, I took those in 2001 to 2008. So 16 years ago, I just can't remember like what exactly that was pulling from. But it has cool, like, I like when there's the little black and white moments a couple of times in this. I think it was filmed very interestingly and done well. Okay, so... And then he's able to talk in the end as well, which I always, I think, when you have a role, if you're not able to speak, like, you kind of have to really rely on, like, your facial expressions and body language and stuff, which I think makes your character really interesting to see. And I would say he kind of has a frowny face, kind of sad and melancholy, and then slowly he becomes happier as the movie goes on as well. And then him being in her life also makes her, like, less introvert and more extrovert, and she starts to dress very, like, black and red, and wears makeup and stuff. Like, he kind of makes her come out of her shell. Like, she's kind of been sad as well about her, like, mom dying and just not really fitting in or having any friends or something, it seems, which definitely is hard in high school. So Catherine Newton plays Lisa. I'm trying, she looked familiar to me, but I think we, so she was in Big Little Lies. I feel like she is probably Reese Witherspoon's, like, older teenage daughter, if I had to guess. Because Nicole Kidman has, like, the twin boys, and then that youngest chick, Shailene Woolley, has, like, a young boy as well. And then I'm trying to think, who are the other moms? Laura Dern has, like, a daughter, a younger daughter, though. So yeah, I feel like it's Reese Witherspoon who has, like, more kids and not just a young kid in that, because I think it's mostly about, like, you know, some drama that happens in the kindergarten, and of course Nicole Kidman's husband, who's abusive and ends up finding out he's a rapist as well. So yeah, I think she's blonde in it, if I had to remember, for that actress. I think that's the only thing that, like, I know I've, like, seen her in. Oh, and then the stepmom I've definitely seen around. Son-in-Law is what the stepmom is from that I know I grew up watching. I'm trying to think. She's gotten a lot of other work. I just don't think I've watched a lot of her other stuff. Oh, yeah, and she was in Sin City, Snake Eyes. I'm trying to just look really quickly because she's got a long... Oh, I guess she's young Roxy in Welcome Home, Roxy Carmichael. I didn't even recognize her as young Roxy. Okay, interesting. Never would have known that. But yeah, Son-in-Law is the big one I think I know. That's just like a goofy, guilty pleasure movie because it's really stupid. Like, no offense to Pauly Shore, but, like, his humor is, like, kind of just being a goofball. Okay, and then the guy who plays the, like, Frankenstein, I think... he's a twin, and I feel like, okay, yeah, I think he's the little boy from Big Daddy. And then, oh, okay, and he was in Friends, because, yeah, the David Schwimmer, what is his name, Ross character has, like, a son. But with child actors, a lot of times they need them to be twins, like, you know, Full House with the Olsen twins, like, to switch them out so they're not overworking the kid actor. So yeah, I think that's probably all that I recognize him from. And I didn't super watch a lot of Friends, so I don't know him very well from that. Oh, and I guess he was in The Astronaut's Wife, because she has twin boys at the end of that movie. But I have seen Big Daddy, like, once or something. It, like, wasn't like a... I'm not a Adam Sandler fan, so yeah, I haven't really seen much for the guy, but I thought he did a good job in this. Okay, let me check the stepsister just real quick. I'm not going to bother looking up the dad from Stranger Things. Because the stepsister did really well, but I don't know if I've ever... I don't think I've ever seen her in anything before, though. But hopefully she'll get more work. All right. So I almost made it to 20 minutes. Because I know I get, like, 2 hours free a month, and I know it's I think the last time I did a podcast was in January. Yeah, I did it on beef, and I was late to the game for doing one on beef, so I think that's why it only got like 10 downloads. Oh, and then I also chatted about NIAID and Fargo Season 5, which I still really liked. Season 5 of Fargo. Now, Jodie Foster, I did watch her True Detective show, which was what? Was that Season 5 for True Detective or Season 4? Oh, I can't remember. I feel like Season 4. Because I feel like season 3 was with Stephen Dorff. But yeah, I wasn't a big fan of True Detective. It was a shorter season. It was only like 6 episodes. It was all right, but like, would I recommend it? Not highly. Like, I still feel pretty good about, like, okay, I did Totally Killer in October. That was really good. Fargo Season 5, I did in December and January. That was really good. Looks like I talked about Disney Dreamlight Valley, which I still play. Now you can, it updated, you can unlock Mike and Sully, and there's like a star path involved with that to unlock other things. So I've been doing that. But yeah, so, and then I did, like, I recently also this weekend, for I think $15, I had, because I don't think it had a rent option, and I think I did it on Amazon, not Apple TV, bought American Fiction with the guy from, he was Bernard, Jeffrey Wright, I think is his name, from Westworld. That was a really good movie as well. I would definitely recommend. I found it very entertaining. He's a writer. He wants to be taken seriously, but like, publishing companies that are like run by white people don't think he writes like black enough or something stupid. And Issa Rae from the Barbie movie, she was the President Barbie, and she was in, I want to watch her show Insecure, I just haven't had an opportunity yet. But she plays a writer who gets like a lot of recognition for a book she wrote that he feels like it just plays into like what white people want black authors to write, and that they just want stereotypical crap. So he doesn't really like her book. So he's kind of, you know, pissed off, and his mom has Alzheimer's. His sister, dies, I think, of a heart attack or something like that. And then he's struggling to keep, like, staying on at a college to be, like, a professor. Because he's not really, I guess, super publishing. And I know it is a very publisher die when, you know, you're a professor at, like, a college. So he's struggling with a lot of things on his plate. So he writes a, like, book as a joke, and then they go like crazy for it, and then like this guy wants to make a movie for it. I mean, which he ends up, I'm like, okay, like, I mean, I guess, like, you know, yeah, you don't like what like people want, but I was like, I don't know, the good news is I was like, you're gonna make a lot of money, and at least like, you know, you can put his mom, you know, needs to be in a place that can give her you know, 24-hour care with the Alzheimer's. So I'm like, well, at least like you have the money for that and stuff like that. But yeah, it's really funny movie. I enjoyed that a lot. All right, so I'll call that the end. Until next time, until I watch something that I feel a strong need to come to a podcast on. Lisa Frankenstein was definitely up there that I was like, it's only a few weeks old, and maybe I'll just go ahead and go for it and give it a chat. So, bye.